States v. Marion. Mr. McKinley.
May it please the court, good morning. The reason I'm standing in a courtroom in Chicago today is because of my inability to answer what I think is a very simple and wholly appropriate question from my client. He said, Mr. McKinley, I've been locked up for 9 years, during which time I've got my GED, I've turned my life around, I've maintained clear conduct, I get good work reports, I serve as a mentor to other inmates in the drug program. I think I've turned my life around, and he says, I can't understand why the judge denied my motion for a sentence reduction. Everybody else gets a reduction. Why don't I? To which I can only respond, the judge thought a reduction was inappropriate, which really doesn't answer the question.
Or is this a uniquely terse denial of a reduction?
Your Honor, forgive me, I have a hearing impairment. Could
you
ask the question?
I'm sorry. Is this... Has Judge McKinney done this before? That is, this kind of boilerplate summary.
The only instance that I'm familiar with was case versus client by the name of John Monroe. I raised the same issue in this court on behalf of John Monroe. It turns out that John Monroe was ineligible for a reduction. Here, eligibility isn't in question.
It's just the brevity.
To my knowledge, this hasn't been challenged.
Okay.
The government devotes considerable ink here to attempting to justify the denial of the motion, but basically they're just rehashing the nature and circumstances of the offense, the history and characteristics of Mr. Marion, and the fact that he received a significant downward departure, a 5K departure for his cooperation.
So that's what you want Judge McKinney to say?
I don't know what Judge McKinney's going to say. That's the problem.
In other words, if you look back at the original sentencing, and he said, I looked at it, we actually send those back and say, would you give him the same sentence? He said yes.
Yeah, and that very well might be the case. But in the meantime, what the government is doing here is speculating as to why Judge McKinney is denied. We don't know. The fact is, he could have denied it based on a misunderstanding as to my client's institutional conduct or possibly...
He did say that he looked at all the factors he's supposed to look at. And
he did. He did say that he's considered the factors and deemed it inappropriate. But it doesn't answer my client's question why. And it renders this court incapable, I think, of providing meaningful appellate review for abuse of discretion. So I'm simply asking this court to remand the case to the district court for a statement of reasons consistent with the 3553A factors. I think my client deserves an answer to his question.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. McKinley. Mr. Ondurak?
May it please the court, we maintain that Judge McKinney did not abuse his discretion in denying the 3582 motion.
I don't see how he can permit something like this. There's no statement of reasons. This is just boilerplate.
Right.
It is, Judge, but I think if you look at the record...
There's no reason. Look, this we cannot review this because we have no idea what Judge McKinney was thinking.
And it's our argument, Your Honor.
If you have no idea what he was thinking.
Well, I think we do when you look at the transcript of the sentencing hearing.
I know, but...
The sentencing hearing occurred many years ago. There has been a change. We might realistically say it's unlikely that Judge McKinney would change his view. On the other hand, as your opponent says, if the judge doesn't give any statement of reasons, you are left with a possibility that there's some misunderstanding. Maybe he missed something critically. Not that he has to write a treatise on recidivism or rehabilitation or anything like that, but a paragraph maybe saying he's argued X, Y, Z, but very serious crime, his criminal record, I'm not comfortable letting him out. That would do it. We don't require much.
Well, Your Honor, there has been an...
This is just boilerplate.
Yeah.
The next time he'll just say... he'll in next time he'll shorten it, right? He can say 18 U.S.C. 3581C2, 18 U.S.C. 3553A, denied.
But in effect, that is what he did, because simply citing the relevant statutory provisions, that doesn't amount to a rationale for a court's decision. Or maybe, do you think it does?
Well, we think it's sufficient in that, so long as the judge, one, applies the appropriate law, which he did in this case.
Well, we don't know.
Well, I think we have to take his word on it that he...
Why do we have to take his word?
Because in his order he indicated that he considered the 3553 factor.
You imagine what the implications of this are for judicial conduct in general. From now on, to comply with, Rule 52A or something, judges will just recite... they'll just recite a rule or a statute and just say,
Well, we think that the two factors, the one, he applied the appropriate law.
We can do the same thing, right? We'll just say reversed, 3581C2, and then let Judge McKinney and you figure out what we're talking about.
If there was initially a record, Your Honor, I would say that would be sufficient. In this case, Judge McKinney's the same judge who heard the 2000...
He never changes his mind about anything.
Well, I don't believe the defendant's criminal history has changed or the seriousness...
Well, of course it hasn't changed, but there have been, he's gotten... There's a history after the sentencing, right? So how do we know what weight the judge gave to that?
But the guideline range, Your Honor, the 160-month sentence is still within the guideline range, even after the two-level reduction for it being crack cocaine offense.
How did this comport with the 11th Circuit position?
The 11th Circuit, I think it's clear from the cases we cited in the brief that you could, in essence, do a one-page form that
this
says...
This is not a one-page. This is one sentence.
One sentence.
All you have to do, recite the statutes, period. That's it.
Well, and inform...
This can be sent around to every district judge in the country, say, why are you wasting your time writing opinions about sentence reduction? One sentence does it.
And I believe he informed the court that he did consider the factors again. But we are asking this court to find that Judge McKinney did not decide the 3582 motion in a manner that is fundamentally wrong or arbitrary, in that the record as a whole reflects the 3553 factors he considered, and he did apply the appropriate law based on his what he told the court in this case.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ronan.
There's no other question. Thank you, Your Honor.
Anything further?
Your Honor, if court has no further questions.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. McKay. And you were appointed, were you not? You're a defender. Well, we thank the defenders and you personally for your representation of the
Thank you very much.